One of the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls wants Wisconsinites to vote on whether to legalize marijuana. Tuesday, Matt Flynn called on the legislature to put a non-binding referendum on November's ballots. Flynn says if voters say yes and he's elected governor, he'd push the legislature to legalize the drug. Meanwhile, some Democratic lawmakers are renewing a push to legalize medical marijuana. They say the move could keep people from using and perhaps becoming hooked on opioid painkillers. As WUWM's Taryn Powell reports, the fate of the proposal is uncertain as long as Republicans control the legislature.
Democratic state lawmakers trying to gain support to legalize medical marijuana held hearings in five cities this fall. Senator John Erpenbach and Representative Chris Taylor wanted to give the public a chance to share their thoughts about the proposal. Andrea Roberts joined the two at their stop in West Allis. Roberts is an 8-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. She says she has a rare, painful condition known as Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which has no cure. Roberts says marijuana has helped ease her pain. She says it could be used to help treat a lot of other veterans, too. She says many are interested but hesitate to buy the illegal drug.
Wisconsin veterans who choose cannabis instead of addictive and largely ineffective prescription pills to treat their service-connected injuries are being forced to incriminate themselves, to live in the shadows of society, and to participate in unregulated black market to access effective medication, an alternative to opiates.
Roberts says she used to take opioid painkillers, but was able to get off the drugs by using marijuana. Another person who made the case for medical marijuana was Tori Mershon. She says she suffers from autoimmune and chronic pain disorders.
I'm taking 5-6 medications and 3-4 different medications just to deal with the side effects of these medications. And I don't want to be taking all these medications. I don't want to be on an opioid.
According to Senator Erpenbach, a great number of Wisconsin residents support allowing the use of marijuana for medical purposes. He says legalizing it would be the compassionate thing to do.
It's not a partisan issue. It's cut across party lines, people from all walks of life, people from all sorts of different backgrounds. The idea that 26 states and the District of Columbia have already done this for medical purposes, and Wisconsin's kind of behind the curve when it comes to this. You know, there's a lot of people who would like to see it move forward.
Unfortunately, you know, there's always going to be lawmakers who are resistant to this.
Becky Dansky works with the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project. It works to change marijuana laws. She says critics of legalizing medical marijuana claim it's a gateway drug and could lead to abuse by teens and even increase crime. Dansky says those fears are unfounded.
A lot of it has to do with a history of misinformation around marijuana. A lot of that misinformation has really stuck, and it takes a very long time to re-educate people.
Some key Republican leaders, such as Governor Walker and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, say they're against allowing the use of marijuana for medical purposes. They say they're concerned that people could become addicted or that the change in law would pave the way for legalization of marijuana for recreational use. But some GOP leaders might be more willing to change the law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to the idea within reason. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.